Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yes, this is Comedian Organic OK. And this show today is called Comedian Organic OK. This is actually a community show. And the actual show is based around not just the harvest, but based around the compost. Because this experience that we have put together, this is the compost of the wisdom that we actually are putting into each other's internal environmental, you know, this is a compost that is lighted in solar panel, right? It's all the metaphor. We're doing the solar panel experience. That's the energy. And the energy that we actually consume on a bigger scale is the actual energy that recharges us, right? So within this journey, right, we're going through different communities, right? We got different setups in different cities, different states, different towns. And the thing is, we're not here as we come together to be cross-contamination from one part to the next. This is something that's organic. This is what I talk about. I've been pushing organic for quite a bit of time, and this is what we're doing. It's the organic approach to this setup, community setups. And so as I be a part of communities and a part of the actual platform that is presented, right now we're at 9 after the hour, and this is Comedian Organic OK. I like to say, as we connect to the organic infrastructure of your compost, as we re-pit the compost in the actual ability, in your spirit, aligning all the people, all the wisdom, all the information that you're supposed to have, all the things you're supposed to fuel others through your journey in this platform. So this journey in this platform of this community. So community services, things that help the community. So I would be a person that comes to the community because we have social distance and things of that nature. It's different approaches that I'm going about. And this was actually an option additional to that. But this is specifically for people to you know, do the phone conference. The Zoom will be something that will be offered soon. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be actually doing a Zoom, and I will be having other platforms that are available. So this actual platform will be community service. So example, if I'm cleaning up in the community, for the most part, we're contributing in that city. It's my task to come to that city and clean up illegal dumping. In what capacity? Is it multiple people? Is it, you know, organizations that am I partnering up with to actually go about cleaning up in different towns and different cities through these different communities? No. What I'm actually doing for this particular segment is, as I talk to the business, I will contribute. Yes, you know, as I ask you, in your community, in your city, you know, what you think needs to be put into place for this actual setup to be actual wisdom in a compost that's being brought up, and how can we make the best of this and what we see in people's opposition, and how we trigger that opposition that's fueling and draining them to be in the solar panel and push them and clear these things. How do we resolve the problem that people have? Because one person may be going through something that multiple people, they take it to a small count of what they can contribute and pin it to a big number of amount of people, could resolve every person's personal problems collectively and individually based on how we actually are programmed, how we actually are pinned into place to actually build the wealth in the compost, and where that wealth takes you and what you need on your plateau is something that we need to understand as we address these things. It's things that people say about the economy, people say about, you know, the politics. I want to hear these things because collectively these things can be oppositions that we can pit behind the solutions. So we free the solutions, not bring the solutions, options of oppression. We need to understand when we have solutions, that's the solution. When we build problems, the problems never stop being built. There's always more domains of problems. There's almost more interests of problems that people have put together and can't find any, you know, vacant places where people are not occupying that place. You know, we need to free that up so people can have places where they can psychologically see a different space, where their mind have seen results and seen solutions to their oppositions and things that they have heard and seen solutions, so they won't have any mental capacity of things that are traumatizing their results of in a place where great minds have been left with all this trash because they were freed up and give all their solutions and gave all the gifts that they used for themselves to others, and others have left them with old shoe boxes, with old shoes, right? And we see all these different things. So right now, we are at 15 after the hour. This is Comedian Organic OK. And the thing is, how do we, as dealing with communities, right? Because communities, you have different community services and different community businesses that people own. How do you go to a business or to a person when you have a solution and people have all the problems? And they look at as you the problem because they don't have the solutions. And every solution you come with, because there have been entitlement, to kind of become the babysitting germ. It's cross contamination that they're presenting. You don't have to look like people want you to look to change society. You don't have to be dressed up like people's nightmares to have problems that are not resolved. So it's already something there before the actual uniform. You're just not quite sure on how to perfect the problem. If we perfect the actual solution of our peace of mind, everybody, peace of mind, what? See, the level of your peace of mind, you may think peace of mind may look totally different for you. But we must understand others' point of view, but not to the point where people's point of view are destroying you. I was talking to somebody, and it's something about stable-minded people that have no problems mentally that destroying you. Destroying you, and you think it's the problem that you have that's destroying you. It's so many problems that people have no mental illness that destroying you with the mental illness that they're allowing their self to take on the cost of contamination. just pile it up, and give you all these things. And it's not anybody's obligation to oppress somebody. It's your obligation, once you know better, opposed to reflecting this, do better. Tell people all these things to not be responsible for all the things that you're contributing to people's downfall. And you wonder why so many people have so many oppositions. See, it's cross-determination and stable minds, too. Because the stableness and the uncompromising ability, they are focusing in and they are taking this and they are compromising people that actually just need a little bit, just clear a little bit so they can have a clear pathway. As they see their pathway, they're seeing all this ability. And they're not thinking about that of people having peace of mind in their peace of mind in their madness of just making this like almost as a manufacturer make a template. They want this to be the only piece. And they're sacrificing so many other levels of peace that people can have. This is Comedian. Organic, okay. And we are 19 after the hour. I talked to so many different people. People say, what is your focus? Is your focus on dealing with a particular state? I said, no, I'm not dealing with a particular state in that form of a state. But in my mind frame is how people want to communicate with others and sabotage the actual harvest investment that will come far and become wealthy at a point in time. They make that actually become poor. Then they take somebody who never seen the wealth in their ability and they lie to them. There's no reason this many people would fail this long if so many people came along and gave them solutions. They were too desperate to not resolve because they're desperate. So when they're desperate, they don't do some desperate things. But if you're just desperate and healthy, the results will be great by default. We have all the people changing their life, not even knowing it, because they've been pushed so hard in the direction of the positivity would have just put them over the top of success. They didn't even know it. But somebody standing there that do know, pushing no goodness, and the no goodness is becoming over the tide. Because this would organically, naturally. So what I'm doing? Why don't you like me eating? I am eating. This is community service, you know. I'm eating for the community. Mm-hmm. I'm eating. And people are eating because I'm enjoying myself. And this supposed to be an experience that I enjoy. That's why I do it. Now, once it becomes a point where I don't enjoy it, why would I do it? Why would I really do it? I wouldn't enjoy what I'm doing. People got the impression where you're not putting joy stuff. I don't know where that came from. I enjoy what I do. And I keep doing it. And I'm going to keep doing it. I remember I had put together a comedy piece years ago. It was about, to be exact, about 9 years ago. Put together a comedy, and one particular part I did, I was eating as I was doing the actual part. And as I listened to it, I got agitated by it because I was like, why did I start talking and eating? Because I thought that was funny, but from a creative space, I was like, who do this? Who try to record something and the person eating? I'm thinking to myself from a creative space, is that about how I felt? And doing this, how it's projecting itself, and people hear that, they don't hear what I meant to say. They hear what I did and how they felt about that. And I'm doing the exact same thing. As I'm talking and drinking and eating. And that's what happened in people's lives. When you start doing things for the convenience of your own sake, it can get overloaded with people not even considering where you came from in the same perspective of what you're saying and can be lost of what you mean. It's the same thing. The same interest you pick, people can take the same interest and use it another way, and you never get your message that was supposed to be get across. So it's so important in the sense all these voices that meant to give some information, and because how they went about it came across deaf ears. And so they give a very meaningful purpose to something that you never can hear, but you can feel from your own moment. Connecting, when you bring the connecting out loud, it comes together with a different message. It kind of bothers the ears when it gets a known touch. And then they have to be adjusted again, put back in the actual order. We're at 24 after hour. This is Comedian Organic OK. And the show is called Comedian Organic OK. And when I say OK, it's spelled O period K period. Because there's other people that are trying to use a similar name. They've got to lock this down. It's Comedian Organic OK. One. When I say that, you want to know, yeah, this Comedian Organic OK. And I will be releasing 3 comedy albums. Yes, 3 comedy albums. Over the next 4 weeks. 3 comedy albums over 4 weeks. The date that I will be releasing the first comedy album, I'll be releasing the first comedy album within 2 weeks. And then the second one, we got to that. So the 4th week will be the 3rd album, Comedian Organic OK. You ask me, why is your name okay? Because the message, it stands the test of time as people would begin the compost. My name is like the compost that's been roller-tailed into the actual soil. And the experience of comedy. The comedy have these faces, right? Comedy have the expression, right? So comedy have the words that look like okay right there. So when I put in okay, the sentence, my hand signature that shows you okay in air, I'm going to have these things that represent okay. So you get to see the different, you know, things behind okay. Like, this is for example. Okay represents a lot of things from the community. And once I get around to it and the time presented itself, I will have comedy tour. I only have 1 comedy tour. I have several comedy tours. Would you like for me Yes, I will have a comedy tour, you know, in the next few months, and I will be trying to move around, you know. Yes, and it's, I want to let you know about it's a couple other shows that we're doing. I have four shows that I do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then it's three other shows that one is called Cocooning for the Microphone, and that's on Mondays. And it's on actually Tuesdays too. Then it's the actual, the dude, you know, he have a show, and then he have DJ Butterfly Feces. Yes, his name is DJ Butterfly Feces, and this show is Mondays and Tuesdays. And that show, it dives into, yeah, just, you got to stay tuned to the show, but it dives into the travel that DJ Butterfly Feces does, his commentating and interviewing type where, you know, he's talking about, you know, traveling, talking about Camino OK traveling, and talking about, you know, Maya Harrison. And he's going into a little bit about that. So this is Comedian Organic OK. And my show is going to wrap up. The one thing I want to tell you is keep it organic, and we're going to keep roller tilling and going through your compost. Take care, everybody. I look forward to talking with you next Friday. This is Comedian Organic OK. Coming out to you soon. Take care.